right up and get your products over here.
The black market.
It's the CEO, the CFO, the COO of Asylum Coffin. It's Brian Sawicki. Brian, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Chris? How you doing?
All right.
Thanks for having me on here. I appreciate it. You got all the CFO, COO, ding-dong, village idiot. You got that all right because I cover it all. That's every hat on the shelf is every hat that I wear every day here. So you got that right. So I appreciate you covering all that for me.
I know all about that, my friend. I do all that with Hotcast myself. I do a little bit of everything. What I want to talk about is obviously Asylum Coffin. Go figure, right? Isn't that crazy? I want to talk about Asylum Coffin. I want to talk about the construction and the quality and all that. They look absolutely real. And that is because?
Because they are.
They are real.
They are real. And just short of me going out there and actually digging them up. I have to honestly
Which
say,
you would
I have
not... That's where you take your business to the next level, is when you start digging up old coffins. Yeah, you get absolute 100% real coffins, bones and, you know, carcasses are still inside. No, but you go out and you scour the globe to find wood for these. Is that something correct?
I do, and I hunt high and low. I'm on every dirt road, every back gravel road, deep in the country, looking for piles of wood, looking for old buildings that are falling over, looking for all the right pieces of wood. It's got to be just so distressed and old and cracked and split and just deep grains, everything that gives it its character. That's what I'm looking for. So that's what gives the coffins its look.
You have a variety of different sizes, starting off with your full size. What is how big is the largest coffin?
6 foot. I got the adult coffin, which is a 6 foot coffin, and then I drop down to the child coffin, which is a 3 foot, and then I have some hearth coffins, and those are for decorations for a fireplace hearth or on your front door, or you can use it as a candy bowl at Halloween time, or they're just more or less indoor decoration, house decoration coffins. And then we have our bookcase coffin. That's a full 6 foot size. I put shelves in them. I stand it up on end, put shelves in them, and two shelves, up to 5 shelves, whatever you want. And those have been really popular for us this year. We introduced those this year, and those have taken off for us and made a good splash.
Now,
it's been a good thing.
Now, these things, construction, these things are rock solid. I mean, these things are, you could take the lids off. Give me the details on
the construction. Yes. Very well put together. All our miters are nice and tight. They're glued. I have rope handles on there. The lids, they are detachable, but they don't fall off because they're trimmed around the edge, which keeps them from falling off. A lot of times people just use the ribs on the inside of the lid to keep it from sliding off one way or the other. But mine, I have them trimmed, and it kind of adorns it a little bit, gives it a little bit of a finished look, but it's creepy, it's scary looking, it's just a beautiful, ugly thing.
I have a feeling I've heard that from a woman at some point in my life. What's the kids one? How big is that?
That's 3 foot.
That's
3 foot.
So it's half the size. You get a 3 footer, and then you get various sizes for the hearth coffins from 18 to 21 inches. We're giving away two of the 21 inch hearth coffins at the end of the show. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
That's me doing my stellar elementary school math. And when you told me that you were giving away $130 worth of product, I'm like, all right, so 130 divided by 2. You also, if you were so inclined, when you buy the coffins, you could also get a couple of little additionals. Talk about those, the accessories.
Yeah. So we have accessories. We can get a set of chains on there, which is a set of two chains. They're cut to length so they can attach on the back side of the coffin. And then we can put some crosses on there. Crosses always add a creepy effect to there. There's that scary religious factor in there. And either one, you can get $25 for a cross, or $25 for a set of chains. Then we have old tools. I have old little hand size that, if you're a trans world, you saw the little size stuck into the lid of the coffins, and those add creepiness to the coffin. So it's those little detail things that take it a step above.
Brian, where's the company located?
We're in Northern Illinois, about an hour west of Chicago. And, you know, so the weather changes constantly, and we're in a good spot as far as shipping goes. You know, we're about equal distance from the coast. Well, not quite equal, but we're in the middle there. So that helps out for logistics, because we can get them all over. We have coffins out in New York. We have coffins down in Texas. We have coffins up in Minnesota. We have coffins out in San Jose, California. And hopefully here we're going to have, not before too long, we're going to have coffins up in Canada. And maybe, knock on wood, we'll have coffins in Singapore.
One of our listeners is from Singapore. Guy,
really?
John Long, we're giving him a shout out. Yeah,
holy cow.
Yeah, he's like he keeps wanting to win stuff, and I'm like, dude, if you're gonna have to pay for the shipping out there, you know that, right? the international. If they, hopefully they don't hit him with a duty. I know they do that in Canada. They hit you with a duty too, son of a bitches. But
yeah.
All right, so people want to buy. Where are they going?
You know, we're going to asylumcoffins.com. That's plural. Asylumcoffins.com. They can get us on Facebook, Asylum Coffins, Twitter, look for us on YouTube. I don't know, everything, social media, or else. I guess that covers it. So give us a phone call. Contact information's on the website. Give us a call. I'll answer any questions you have. We'll get everything figured out and get you set up with your coffin so you can start turning your heads in your haunt and your neighborhood.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.